But guys, we're gonna try to be very focused. I'm gonna get through all the Iker and Yanim. There are tons and tons of Yanim in these sugyas. You can spend weeks and weeks and weeks on these Gemaras, right? So we're gonna try to focus in a way that everybody come out. I want to come out clear, and everybody should take away something with clarity for Yom Tov. So to that extent, I'm gonna try to cut through some in the Yanim. And we're going to limit questions a little bit, okay? Like if you know, according to this, according to this, that. So please come over later and share your thoughts with me. But during the share, let's stay focused on the topic, okay? So we have like this. The Mishnah says, a very famous Mishnah, Bar Barba Prakim Aleph Olam Nidon. The Pesach Ala Tfua, I might use this, sorry. The Pesach Ala Tfua, Batzeres Al Peres Ilan, Roshana, and Roshana called by Olam, all the members of the world, Orum Lefanav, pass in front of him, Kibnei Maron, which the Gemara says three interpretations of what that is. It's not our topic today. Kibnei Maron, let's say, just means like sheep. That's the most famous one. Shnemar Hayotzi Yachalima Mevin Okom Asim. B'chayit Nidonim Alamayim. Fine. So, what we see in the Mishnah is that there are four prakim when the world is judged, and Rosh Hashanah is man is judged. We don't say anything about Yom Kippur here, right? We don't say anything about who on Rosh Hashanah, who not. Okay, now. In the middle of the Gemara, we have source number two, Beis, which Tanya Brishmol says, "Barbara prakim olam nidon, v'adam nidon b'rosh Hashanah, man is nidon b'rosh Hashanah, like we saw in the Mishnah." But the price is mostly the gzar din shel nechtam b'yom kippur, and his gzar din is decided. How do we translate nechtam?
Sealed.
Yafeh. His din is sealed on Yom Kippur. His din is sealed on Yom Kippur. Now, how does that fit with the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah only mentioned Rosh Hashanah, but the price says that the din was on Rosh Hashanah, but the chesima, the sealing, was on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is miyashiv. V'chi katani masnisin atchilas din. Okay, that's what we have so far. Nice and clear. The Mishnah and the Brisa are not a stira. The Mishnah is talking about the din, but not the chesima, not the sealing. And the Brisa tells us that the din, which began on Rosh Hashanah, is sealed on Yom Kippur. Good, 100%. So far, 100%. Fine. Now. And let's point out, who is Rabbi Shmuel and the Mishnah talking about? What type of people?
It sounds like everybody,
right? There's no clarification, there's no distinction, there's no anything, there's no brisa which tells us there's only talking about Beinanim or Tzadikim or Rishayim. It sounds like everybody is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah and everybody is Nechtam on Yom Kippur. We agree on that? That's the Pashtus.
Yeah.
That's a simple understanding. Okay, good. Now we have Rabbi Krispadai. Some foolishly think you say Rabbi Krispadai with a kuf. We know, of course, it's with a chaf. And Rav Krispadai said a very famous statement. I don't know how many Rav Krispadais there are in Shas, but he certainly got one of the Iker ones. You know what I'm saying?
So
just someone in Sanhedrin. Okay, so there it'll be interesting to check how many there are, but not from our more famous Amorim. That doesn't mean he wasn't Givaldi and Noradik. If he said this, he was obviously. Listen, Amorim, they could all be Mechayim Mason, the Chabetz Chaim said this, so they certainly don't need our Eskama, right? But he was really Zohar to say one of the central memras, the most famous really in the whole Jewish world. Who doesn't know that books are open on Rosh Hashanah, right?
Essentials kids.
Rabbi Krispadai, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Yisvarim, the Ftachim, three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishayim Gemurim, Vechad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Vechad shel Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim. So those are three books. Now, there's a ton to talk about here. What's a book and what's it mean, etc. We're not getting into all that. What's that whole Musag of a Sefer? Rabbi Kenke tells us that at 2 o'clock. But right, Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam La'alter. They are Nechtav Nechtam La'alter immediately on Rosh Hashanah itself. L'chaim Rishayim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam La'alter L'misa and Beinim Tulim Va'om. They are Toli Va'omi. They are not set. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Zochu Nechtam L'misa. If they are Zochu, they're Nechtav L'chaim. Lo Zochu Nechtam L'misa. Okay. Good. So now, Rosai, just a side point. Zochu L'chor means even if you do one mitzvah. That's the way some ask, right? Beinanim are 50-50. So if you zocha, you do one mitzvah, one chesed, one smile at someone, right? So already the good outweighs the bad. So therefore, all you should need is a mitzvah. Therefore, there's a question, the Rach here and the Rambam after him, right? The Rach and the Rambam very often went the same way. It says zocha means zocha basu tshuva. Okay, so that's a famous question that if it's a Blazard spoke about or Putner spoke about, why does the Rambam and the Rach learn that zocha means you did tshuva, okay? Why does Zochah have to mean Dichuva? Or even one mitzvah takes you over to the side of Rov Schuyot, and then already you're cool. Yeah? Why is it Dichuva? Okay, that's a very famous question, and there are very famous answers about that. Ritzel Blazer and the Papa Yitzchak, the two that I know. Okay, so Bosai, now let's think for a second. Now things get more complex, right? Because what? let's remember what we saw in source 2. In source 2, we saw that Rabbi Shmuel said, and it sounded like everybody is Nechtam on Yom Kippur, right? In our source here, Chris Padoy, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Tzadikim Gemurim and Rishon Gemurim are set and decided already in Rosh Hashanah, right? And only the Beinanim are going from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, right? So how does Rabbi Shmuel Kipshut, they'll fit with Rabbi Chris Padoy, Kipshut, that's what I wrote on the sheet, right? Eichem Mistadrim. So the simple pshat, right, we're going to stay with the simple pshat till we see the Gaon, but the simple pshat is we make a new Kimta. In who? Who we make a new Kimta in? And Rabbi Shmuel, and say that yes, Rabbi Shmuel spoke Stam, but Rabbi Chris Padoy, who tells us that Tzadikim Gemurim and the Rishayim Gemurim are set right away, that will be Megalatus, that the proper way, assuming we don't want to make a Machlokes, that the proper way to learn Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel is only talking about Beinanim. Good? And the Mishnah is also talking about Beinanim. That's how we would learn. So you have the Mishnah and Rabbi Shmuel that were spoke Stam, right? But Rabbi Chris Padoy gave us more of an in-depth look at things. And said that really there's three svarmen, three different types of people. And Halpizeh, we would, and that is a way to learn, definitely, and say that the Mishnah and Rabbi Shmuel are only talking about Beinanim. Good? There's no steer between them. That's how we would learn. Okay, let's stay with that push-up shot in the meantime. Now, we'll say a big shaila here is what's the getter of Gemurim? Just going to go through a quick cheshbon. If you get lost in the cheshbon, it's not so bad. Just Lachar, the mashmas of pshut of Gemurim is what? Complete. Right? What would be the simplest way to learn what Tzadik Gomer means or Rasha Gomer means?
100%.
No avers, 100%. Whereas my grandmother, Alei Hashem, would say? 100%.
Percent.
Veil of Fortune? We have to discuss something. When she used to have to talk about something, she would say, we have to discuss something. And when I look good, she would tell me, Dave, you look so extinguished. Alei Hashem. That was my grandmother. She hit 100. She hit 100, Baruch Hashem, and she was much more importantly, she saved Jews during the Holocaust. But that was just anyway. So Rabosa, 100%. Lachar Tzadik Gemur means 100%. Now Rabosa, let's go through that. If it means 100%, so then there's a tremendous question because first off we know that Ein Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yasto Lo Yachta. There's no tzadik in the world that does good and doesn't do a sin, right? So most people did a sin. Arba meitu bechet yeshel nachash. There are only four people who didn't do any sins, but most people do. So first off, it's talking about such a distinct person, right? Who's the tzaddik gomer? Ella, what do you say? Maybe we're talking about he did tshuva right before Rosh Hashanah, which is a good idea, right? That's how you become a tzaddik gomer. But even that lechori, you'd have to be talking about someone who does tshuva me'ava, because if you only did tshuva me'ira, that cancels the sin, but it makes you even. Right, but still, like you wasted time. Yeah. Right, if I do tshuva meira, so then I erase the chait, but now I've still spent all that time wasted that I could have been doing mitzvahs. I didn't. Right, only right. Lachor is also not a tzaddik gomer. Tzaddik gomer uses 18 hours a day every day for the right thing. You get it? So tshuva meira lachor wouldn't do it. But pashas, it would have to be tshuva me'ava, and the tshuva me'ava switches everything around to zchuyot. Right, That's a Meshech Chacham and a Goyin Agav. That's whatever. But that's, you hear what I'm saying? So now it's Tzadikim Gemurim, we would have to learn who's a Tzadik Gomer. It's either this four people in history person, or it's someone who happened to do Tshuva Me'ava before the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, even if we would go that far, who's the Rasha Gomer? Rasha Gomer means what? 100% evil. So who's the Rasha Gomer? You understand 100% evil? Everybody has some Schuyot. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same cheshbon we did to make a tzaddik gomer. How do we make a tzaddik gomer more of a klal? We don't want tzaddik gomer to mean four people. So how do we make tzaddik gomer? We say he did tshuva, right? And he did daven tshuva me'ava. Okay, so even if you go that far and say we're talking about someone that's tshuva me'ava, but how are you going to get to Rasha gomer, right? Everybody has some schuyodim. Even a feel of poshim should be sroel, and malay mitzvahs could be rimon, have as many mitzvahs as a rimon. Have a pomegranate, so you have every yid has mitzvahs like a remote. So we're talking about Ebdus, we're talking about Hitler, you know, it's Hitler and Eichmann, those are the ones, you know, it's very sure. Unless you say that they repudiate their mitzvahs, okay, yeah. That's the lashon. Right, so there are ways, I'm just showing you, to learn tzaddik gomer and rasha gomer kipshuto, means you have to really, it's tzaddik that did tshuva and it's a rasha that repudiated all his mitzvahs, you know what I'm saying? And then So what about regular tzaddikim? Yeah, even if we're going to go that far, so who's the regular tzaddik? And the regular Russia? What happened to everybody else? Yeah?
More than 50.
What? Not in the books, right. So it means, so most of, so let's say Beinoni means 50-50, right? And Tzaddik Gomer is over here and over here. So you have like 0.23% of the population discussed and 99.8% of the population, right? 998 people aren't discussed in Rebbe Kuspadoi. So it's very schwer, right? So this is not going to hold anyway, like everybody saw already in the Rishonim. The Rishonim do the same thing we just did from another way. Since Beinonim, let's see Tosis now. It says Tosis, Midikachashe Beinonim, Mashma the Tzadikim Kari Lemishis Chuyas of Merubim, Rishonim Gemurim Lemishis Ovenos of Merubim. Kavaldi. What does Tosis say? So Tosis just did what we did in a more complex way. And the simpler way which we're showing them do things is just say, look, Beinoni means, obviously this Bryce is discussing everybody, right? And Beinonim Lechora means 50-50. Like we said, one mitzvah should take you out of the category of being a Beinoni. So Beinonim is 50-50. So now what's the one step over? Next step over is someone who's Shkuyas Amrubim. And what's the next step the other way? Avonis Amrubim, right? So it must be that that person is called a Tzadik Gomer. Okay, now, why the Chazal call it a Tzadik Gomer? That's another shaya which we're not going to deal with now. You have that in other Gemaras. The Gemara says someone who gives tzedakah, Amanash Yichyu B'ni, Gemara in Bava Bas, I think Dav Ches, or Vav, is called a Tzadik Gomer. So, you know, and therefore we call people Tzadikim Gomorim also, and it doesn't mean 100%. So you can, I'll be this Gemara, you can call someone a Tzadik Gomer, even if he's not 100%, yeah? Okay, so that's clear. That seems to be muskum, as far as I've seen, all the Rishonim. That Tzadikim Gemurim, Rishonim Gemurim doesn't mean 100%. Afuch, it means someone who's, it means someone we wouldn't even necessarily call a Tzadik, right? Someone who's 51%, we wouldn't call him necessarily a Tzadik. He's called in this Gemara a Tzadik Gomer. And someone who's 51% bad, we wouldn't necessarily call him a Rush even. Hey, he's 49%, what do you want from him? That's not so bad, yeah? But we're gonna call him a Russia Gomer. Okay, but that's it, Rebosa. Good? So that's clear. We did a little bit more Mchushpan, but that's definitely where we're holding right now. The category. So our Brisa, Rebbe Kuspadoi, is discussing who? Everybody. Beinonim is the middle. Beinonim is someone's mamish in the middle. Once you go a little bit away from the middle, right, that whole category from 51 to 100% is called a tzaddik, and from 49 to 0 is called a Russia Gomer. Good? Why the Gemara use the word Gemurim is definitely a fair hara, but that's not for us right now. Good? So now, let's go further than Tosis. Let's do it again. Midakachashiv beininim, mashma tzikim kari lemisha tzchuyas of merubim, rishayim gemurim lemisha vonas of merubim. Now, upamim hatzadikim nechtamim lemisa, rishayim gemurim lechayim. Whoa. So now Tosis deals with the question. If this is true, Bosai, you know, we're not in cheder anymore. Right? And a lot of us were never in cheder. Right? And we can't have our minds have to go past cheder, right? So, but Lemaise, even your kid could ask one, Dad, they said in cheder, they said in Gan, Mechina, that a tzaddik gomer is nechtamisa, but Rabbi Schwartz died this year. And maybe died right after Rosh Hashanah. Maybe died right after Yom Kippur, and he's a tzaddik. And there are a lot of evil men, you know, who are living. So what's going down? Yeah? So Shela Tsuma. So says Taisis. So this is the horror that all the Rishonim have. And it opens up, see, sometimes those basic horrors open up a good thing. So if your kid asks this question, say, that is the discussion of the Rishonim, in Shekayah. And he's going to say to you, what's a Rishon? You say, you'll get the Yeshiva Ketana, you'll find out what a Rishon is. Now it's time for you to learn Aleph Beis and be happy and learn Mishnayos. And be happy. And love learning, are both saying. Okay, upamim. My son was one of my best friends, who was Rabbi Yaakov's Talmudic, said to him one time, Rebbe, and he was going to say, he said, Rabbi Yaakov always does this to him, cuts him off at the pass before he says something. He was going to say, I can't think of a better present to give my son than a Siyam Mishnayos for his bar mitzvah, right? So he started the sentence, he said, I can't think of a better thing to give my son. Rabbi Yaakov knew what he was going to say, and he coughed and said, a geshmak in learning. Yeah? The best thing to give a kid is geshmak in learning. That's the most important. The kids love learning, that they enjoy learning. Afterwards, he knows this, knows that. So that's the main thing you got to give your children. Okay, that's not our topic. Mashma, pamim, hatzadikim nechtovim lemisa. Sometimes tzadikim are sealed for death. Rishurim gemurim and rishayim gemurim for life. Now, why is that? Dechsev, umishalim lasona valpanu. Because it says, Hashem pays, there's a big gemara in Kedushin. That's the Gemara you get to at the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin. Mishalim, and everybody knows the concept. Mishalim l'son of Alpanav, he pays those he hates on their faces, on his face, excuse me, lavido, to destroy him. Damrinim b'sol perikam b'kedushin. It's unbelievable. It's hard to read this Chazal, Rabbi Osei. It's hard to read it. Yeah? But let's read it. So I'm reading him. Mishas chuyos amrubim. Someone whose chuyot are more than his avonis. Doma. You hear these words? Kamishas sarvas kol tarkula. Not just didn't keep the Torah, Rabbi Osei. He burned the Torah. We haven't met such Rishayim. Someone who burned the Torah. ISIS wouldn't burn the Torah. Could you imagine? Burn the Torah. Uvelo shayr mimena osachas. Not only that, he didn't leave one little os. He made sure to made the whole Torah crispy. God forbid. The whole thing. And someone who has more of the eras, domekim mishakim called Torah kula, velo hisser osachas. Right? And he didn't leave one os. So sometimes, Rabbi Osei, what is that Chazal telling us? This is a very important Gemara, Rabbi Osei. When you don't learn the sugya of Tzadik Baralo, and we'll do it in a Jewish way, not, Stam philosophy or whatever, stupidity, right? Look at Chazal. Chazal discussed these questions. Yehud dealt with the question. Yirmiyahu dealt with the question. Moshe dealt with the question. Chazal dealt with the question. It's not, I woke up one day, after 3 months in Ascension, I say, well, why do bad things happen to good people? That's a good question. Bigger people than us dealt with it, right? The Gemara dealt with it. And one of the Hezberim, Ramchal talks about a lot in Derech Hashem. But one of the Mahalchi Shemaim, it's not the only Mahalchi Shemaim for sure, but one of the Mahalchi Shemaim definitely is that Hashem wants to make Olam Haba's Dikr, and Hashem wants to give the Tzaddik the best Olam Haba. So what does he do? So he gives him a bad life of Yisurim in order to cleanse him, right? To, just like someone has a wound, so you clean out the wound even though it hurts in order the person will live. So Hashem knows the real life, the life that the Tzaddik really cares about is an Olam Haba. So he gives him Yisurim in this world to cleanse him for the next world, right? And the same thing, Hashem, so to speak, hates a Rasha in order, and he doesn't want him to be around, Lassad Lavo, but the schuyot that he have to be dealt with, so he pays off his schuyot in this world in order to Lavido, Misham son of Alpanov, Lavido, because he wants to destroy Saddam Hussein, he wants to destroy these people, but he has a schus, right? Hashem is very nice in how he meets out schuyot. And therefore, this person has a schut, so what do we do? So he has to pay off his schuyot, right? So therefore, he has a good life. So Rabbi Osei, it just shows you right away, when you see someone has a bad life, someone has a good life, we don't know what's going on. Why is this, why the Rasha in Matzliach? A lot of times the Rasha is Matzliach because Hashem wants to get rid of him in the world that's much longer, much more intense, much more real. And why does he give a tzaddik a bad life? Because he wants to cleanse him for the next world. You know, it's hard. It's a hard pill for us to take, maybe, in our fleshy eyes. But that's the reality, which I'll speak about very, very much. You know, it's not just here. Like I said, Derech Hashem goes mamish barichus into all these things. Okay, good. So therefore, both sides. So now, what's the question we're left with? So first statement in Tosis is what? Rasha Gomer, Tzadik Gomer doesn't mean complete. It just means a little bit more this way, a little more that way. Next question, next statement tells us, but it doesn't work out, right? It doesn't work out because Rishayim are getting good and Tzadikim are getting bad. Tzadikim are dropping dead and Rishayim are being Matzliach. So, but how does that fulfill with the Rav Kursa Dois? It says Tosis, very famously, V'chozeh Dekari Hocha. This is the answer, right? Pomim Rabosa was the start of the question in Tosis. Pomim was the assumed question in Tosis. Pomim, what's going on? Hare, it doesn't work out that tzaddikim are getting life and Rishayim are getting death. Answers Tosis, v'chol zed dekari hacha. And all this, you want to open the windows, guys? V'chol zed dekari. V'chol zed dekari hacha, thank you. V'chol zed dekari hacha. Gabi Rishayim misa, gabi tzaddikim chayim, kolom elchay olam habo. Whoa. So it says Tosis something unbelievable, Rabbi Osei. Unbelievable. Tzadikim Gemurim and Rishayim Gemurim is Kipshuto, right? It means most Schuyot, most Avonot, right? 51-49, right? But, right, 51-49. So how does that work in Olam Hazeh, right? It doesn't. But Rav Krispadoi is talking, the Din of Rosh Hashanah is a Din not on this world, it's a Din on your Olam Haba. Good? That's the answer. So that's what Rav Krispadoi meant. Maybe open this door open so we'll get more air. I'm sorry, it's going to make a little bit of air, but it's a lot of people in here and it's hot. Super, everybody. Go ahead. Thank you. You got those windows open? No, I'm sorry. Close them. Open them, I meant. That's a bad sign if they were.
They were open.
Oh, they were open. Well, now the door's open. Okay, thank you. Thank you for no one stoning me there. If you guys would have had Lulavim and Esrogim, you might have thrown them, like the Gemara talks about. Shekoyach. Okay, good, Rabbi Osei? So again, three statements in Tosis. What does Beinoni, Tzadik Gomor, and Rosh Hashanah. Tzadik and Gomor means not 100%, 51%, right? Beinoni is 50-50. Rishayim is, Gomor is 49%. So everybody's covered, right? Only Ha'ara, why does it say Gomor? Not for now, okay? Next, so therefore, we should find anybody who's a little bit decent has a great year. Anybody who's a little bit bad has a bad year. People should be dropping dead. All the Rishayim should be dropping dead before Sukkot, and all the Tzadikim should be living their year out. And yet we don't find that, right? And not only that, we find in Hashkafas HaTorah, it's not like that. Sometimes specifically, Tzadikim have a bad life and Rishayim have a good life. And it's Bedavka like that, because Hashem wants to get rid of the schus of the Rishayim, and Hashem wants to give the schus to the Tzadikim, right? So Hashem takes care of the Averis of the Tzadik in this world, in order he gets a better Olam Haza, and Hashem takes care of the schuyot of the Rush in this world in order that he won't be around in the next world, right? And so what's going on? So it says, tell us this because it's going on Olam Haba. Now it all makes sense, right? It all makes sense. So that's Tzadik, every year, right? Hashem does a din, and he says, hey, you have most, you're 51%, you are going Olam Haba, right? You're 49%, we got to get you out of Olam Haba. We together? Okay, now, both sides. So now, what's the obvious question? What's the obvious Torah now?
I mean, one question is, why are we judging Olam Haba? If you, they're getting about 1 year.
Why are we doing a judgment on Olam Haba every year? The judgment on Olam Haba should be at the end, right? Huh? Why do we need a judgment on all? That's the main question, right? But I would say two questions. The kasha is that. So why are we getting a judgment on Olam Haba every single year? Right? You were judged, that means Olam Haba was judged last year, and Olam Haba was judged this year. Mr. Shem will be judged next year, and we judged 10 years ago, 11, 9 years ago. Why are we judging our Olam Haba all the time? That's a Pella. Second thing is, it's not really Kasha, but it's irksome a little bit, so it means it's just not Nogeitas at all right now.
Well,
yeah, it's not Nogeitas. It means Rosh Hashanah Rebos is like now, if you're into Olam Haba, which you should all be, right? So then right, but you're not, what am I dying for my Olam Haba? I mean, that's already, it means like you're already a tzaddik, right? I'm concerned, you know, I want to get, marry my daughters off, I want to be able to stay and give out a miftar, I want to be able to have the base medrash over a few times, not be in some small apartment or modest goal somewhere, right? There's a lot of things I'm concerned with this year, you know? Get paid on time, Epshir, right? So there's a lot of Olam Haba that I'm worried about. Now, how have I? We'd worried about Olam Haba, real, but that's, you understand? So Rosh Hashanah is only for people on high level Ashkafa. So now, Baruch Hashem, we have a Tosfos HaRosh, and someone could have probably figured out also. So let's see, just the end of the Tosfos HaRosh we're going to skip. The Tosfos HaRosh goes like Tosfos, right? Now we are in source A on the second page. Now we're five lines in. Okay? So Tosfos HaRosh for both sides, Tosfos HaRosh is like Tosfos, okay? Trust me, from the first four lines, you saw it also. Tosfos HaRosh is going the same Mahalach as Tosfos. And he continues, V'hilkach. Okay, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words in. V'hilkach. Hai chai v'misa dekomer hainu chai olam haba. Umisas olam haba. Okay, that's like Tosfos. Continue to tell Tosfos HaRosh. Uma'orish shiloh v'gzerosav shel shana zu tfluyim ba. Ah, and what happens to you this year is dependent on your status in Olam Haba. Okay, that's the point. Are you an Olam Haba dick? Olam Haba dicker? Or Chalila something else, right? Based on that question is going to be the way your world looks this year. The Ma'orah Shalom, Gzerosav, Shalshanazu, Tluyim, Ba, she goes around Latzadik, Zeros, Kashas, Ba'om Haza. Because sometimes we give a. So it means what? Yes, the question is what? Do you get Olam Haba or not? Why? What does that have to do? David asked, and we asked, what does that have to do with my Olam Haza? Why am I talking about that today? Because my Olam Haza is going to be dependent on that. And every year Hashem's going to do that cheshbon and say, what kind of Olam Haba do you get? And based on what type of Olam Haba you get, and whether you're part of Olam Haba or not, so then your Olam Haza is going to work accordingly. Two worlds are connected, or both, of course, right? And then the most severe example is like this. Now, I know this sounds scarier, Bosai, so it's a different thing. But in the scariest version of things, it goes, hey, you're a tzaddik in Olam Haba, therefore, I have to give you a bad life in Olam Haza, right? You're a Rasha for Olam Haba, therefore, I have to give you a good life in Olam Haza, right? And every year, Hashem makes that cheshbon. Okay?
So
If we had a good year, she would be worried.
What? So if you had a good year, theoretically, you could be worried. Now, Rabosai, the Rishonim only talk about this way, but we know that that's not the only way things work, right? Let's just give the picture a little bit clear. But there is such a mahalak, Rabosai, definitely. And I'm saying the Chazal talk about. And there are tzaddikim who got onish, you know, to cleanse themselves, and that's something you hear about at the Lawyers and things like that. He was the Yisur Mur Mechaper, etc., Yisur Mechavivin, Vechule, Echavitzar, Shavalome, Shalobitzar, right? I say one of the Rashivas was joking one time, somebody said, you know, oh, what's going to be with the door? This is Am was Nefter, Chazanish was Nefter, I'm not feeling well. So anyway. I'm not feeling well. Right? So there's other ways also, because you're an Olam Haba person. So Hashem can give you better Kalim in this world, nor do you get more Chalakim of Olam Haba, right? Doesn't have to be, and it's certainly not. We're not going to go the other way and say anybody had a good life must be Zerusha, right? Anybody had a bad life must be Zatonic. That also doesn't go like that. Not that simple, right? There are a lot of systems that go, but I'm just giving you one system to make the picture a little more palatable to us. This Rishonim Bo says, no, this is not, you know, Hakdamas Art School. This is big stuff. This is serious. Tosis, Tosar Rush, this is standard. So let's just talk about one thing, right? Person Hashem, hey, you're an Olam Haba person, right? You're right, Olam Haba. Now I want to give you Menuchas and Nefesh so you can shtai and get more Olam Haba. I want to give you the kalim. I want to give you the utensils that are necessary for you to get more olam haba, because that's where you're going. Just like, for sure, Hashem works in that way also. It's not just that way, right? Hashem can know you're not a person who can handle the yisurim, so you can't handle that. You can't handle that din. So therefore, Hashem has to give us a good way, right? So it's not, but there is a form. You know, definitely is a form called you're shayach to olam haba. I give you a terrible olam haza. There definitely is a form called you're shayach to olam haba. I give you a good olam hazeh, in order that you can do more mitzvahs. What's clear, the Rabosai? One thing's for sure, Hashem doesn't give us a good olam hazeh so we can play video games. I mean, that for sure doesn't cheshbonos. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't go. I don't see it. I mean, nothing against video games, but that's for sure. You know, it doesn't, right? Why is Hashem giving me olam hazeh? We hope we're an olam haba, but Nick, right? So now, I hope that I'm a tzaddik gomer that goes to olam haba. Now what? Why do I get, what's going to be in this world? It could be bad. Could be good, right? On the side, it's good. It's definitely not good for what? Since you're an Olam Haba person, I'll let you waste all your time. Doesn't follow, you know? Just doesn't read, you know? I was thinking about it today. We don't have time for this, but it's unbelievable. You know, we're both saying, entertainment used to be something that people did. People live to be entertained today. Their whole mitzvah is being entertained. That's it. Just entertainment. You look at a human being as such a low-level thing. You think all you are is to be entertained? It's a very... say that sentence. God gives me life on Rosh Hashanah in order for me to be entertained. For me to laugh at slapstick humor about silly things. That's what it's about. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't flow. Say it to yourself one time, you know? We're in front of Rosh Hashanah, 27 hours, 28 hours away. 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Narayim. What's it about? We're talking life and death here, and Hashem is giving me life, and we're asking for life. What? Please let me have an entertaining year. Try that one. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bishter, please let me get to all the right channels. I'm not talking about preetzes. Not preetzes of Ares, you know? Let me see only the best sports. Let me see only the best sporting events. Let me tune in to only the smartest programs. Let me see only the wittiest actors. Right? No women. Right? But just let me be entertained. Hey, Bishter, please entertain me. That's entertainment. Doesn't go. Doesn't sound right. Okay. So both say. So for sure they're different marachot. Yeah. But that's the malach toisus. Okay. Now I'm going to speak out the Ran. I'll read the Ran. I'm not sure if we have time to read the Ran. Yeah. Let's read the Ran. Okay. So the Ran is the other the Ran represents the other mahalach, which the sharish of it is the Ramban, and the Ramban is a sefer called Shaar Gemul. It's in the standard versions of the Ramban. Even the new versions also have Shaar Gemul. So he says like this: Al v'ikar shel dvarim k'moshe kasev Rav Rishaya hazaken mitrani to tzaddik and rishayim bedin ze ka'amar. What does the term tzaddik and rasha mean? Not what we think righteous, wicked. It's not righteous, wicked. Or both say it means you're a tzaddik in the din, you're rasha in the din. Meaning what? If you were the one who got the favorable nod in the din, in terms of the din, you're called a tzaddik. You're not really a tzaddik. You're not tzaddik as such as righteous person, wicked person. We're not talking about righteous person, wicked person. Right? Well, it's a new formulation. It's a new categorization. You got it? You're tzaddik. Here's a din, right? Me and Yisrael go through a din. Yisrael's a bigger tzaddik than me. right? Everybody knows it. He was in a video with hundreds of thousands of people. I can't even get my name mentioned on H.com. Yeah, so he's a tzaddik, yeah? So he's a tzaddik. So now we go to a din Torah, but I won the din, right? So we say, clapping the din, I'm the tzaddik and he's the Russia. We together? But it doesn't mean that we're not talking about our milas and ruchnias, the way we speak about tzaddik. We never talk about tzaddik in Russia like this. Never. But this Rebbe Chris Bedoy is talking about tzaddik in Russia like that. In the din. Okay? Clear? Let's read it through. Even though they're Rishayim, Lefish Midasa Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Tenos Hashem Lehem Olam Hazeh, Izel Schushas, Izel Schushas, or both says, now watch. He uses the same idea that Tosis does, but it's a totally different pshat in what the word tzaddik is, right? It means what? A Rasha comes to the din, okay? The din is about success in Olam Hazeh. The din is about your life in Olam Hazeh. So we would say, vernacularly, to be Zoch in the din is to get a good life in this world. It's a din about Olam Hazeh. So to be a tzaddik in the din means to get a good Olam Hazeh. Now, why does the Russia get the good Olam Hazeh? In order to destroy him, right? So Hashem looks and says, hey, you Russia, I'm going to give you good Olam Hazeh to wipe you out in the next world. Same Chazal that Tosis was talking about, right? But therefore, you're going to come out successful, so to speak, in the din. You get it? And so to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, the din is about this world. So the tzaddik, Hashem says, hey, I want him to have the best Olam Haba possible. Therefore, I'm going to what? I'm going to give him a bad life in this world in order to get him a better life in the next world. But in terms of the din, he's not called a tzaddik, he's called a Russia. Okay, that's the terminology. So two totally different pshatim, right? So now, lefizeh...
Are they not saying the same thing?
What?
Are they saying the exact same thing?
Well, that's what we're going to talk through for a second. Okay? Let's just read through a little bit. They're chayiv in this din. I feel they have very kalish also. The gabi din zeh. In terms of this din, they're rishayim gemur mikru. Okay. And he brings the support from pasuk. It's tiku as a tzadik v'shiyot rasha. Right. That's a pasuk. That's the pasuk we learn makas from. Be matzdik the tzadik in the din v'shiyot rasha in the din. Okay. So like the example I gave from Yisrael or Bosei. So now let's think for a second. Bonus that came. Lefi Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh and that sad of the world. These are the major shitas of Rosh. This is a pretty decently comprehensive shiur. I'm sure they're always in Rishon. There's more and more and more. Baruch Hashem, you're getting a good sense of the whole sugya. So Rav Chris Bedoy is talking about what when he says tzaddik gomer and Rosh gomer. What does he mean? Our way of talking about tzaddik. Lefi Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh. Doesn't work out like that because tzaddikim die and Rishayim live. No, because we're talking about Olam Haba. Right? So we're talking about, when we say tzaddikim gemurim, rishayim gemurim, we mean the term we use for that, which is kipshuto. But the din is a din about Olam Haba. Lefi, the Ran, the Rabbi Yishayim Yitranah is the Rid, and the Ramban, he brings at the end, is the Ramban. We're talking about Olam Hazeh. Talking about Olam Hazeh. And the term tzaddik, so how does that fit? Tzaddik in Russia doesn't mean tzaddik righteous, Russia wicked. It just means successful in the din. New reading. It's a new reading, or both. That's what Rishonim do. The Rishon card, right? That's what Rishonim do. They give us new understanding of things. Tzaddik means tzaddik in the din. Russia means Russia in the din. So, you get it? Cool? Okay, both. That's the Sharish of the Sugya. Baruch Hashem. So now Lafiz Erebos said, let's think for a second. What we got is Lafiz Toisvis. It's a din about, what's Rosh Hashanah? What's the din of Rosh Hashanah? That's the name of the Shir. Mahus din of Rosh Hashanah. So Lefi Tosfos, the name of the din is what? Olam Haba. And Lefi the Ran, the din is Olam Hazeh. Good. Right? Now let's just read both in for a second, as we like to do in our Shir. Aruch Hashadai, Amr B'Yochan, Shloshes Svarim Niftachin, Rosh Hashanah Echad Sherishayim Gemurim. That means what? Those who will be not zocha in the din. Lefi the Ran. Those will not be zocha in the din. Vechashel tzaddikim gemurim means those who will be zocha in the din. Vechashel beinanin. Tzaddikim gemurim, meaning those who will be zocha in the din, are nichtav and nechtam lalter l'chaim in this world. Rishayim gemurim. The Rishayim gemurim means those who will be not successful in the din are nechtav nechtam la'alter lemisa in this world. Okay, in the banner of Tzolim Gomer. All right, that's how the Ran will learn. The Tosfos, so it says vechachel tzadikim gemurim, vechachel benim. Tzadikim gemurim means really tzadik gomer, right? Full level tzadikim, righteous people will be nechtam v'nechtam la'alter l'chaim. Where in the next world, Rishoyim Gemurim will be nechtav and nechtam la'alter lamisa in the next world, and Benim are twin bowmen. So both, what's the Mayan lechisar of each pshat? So it's pashit. Come on, what's the Mayan lechisar?
According to the Ron, it makes sense to have Rosh Hashanah every year.
No, that we answered already, right? According to the Ron, the terms. What's difficult in the Ron? What's difficult in the Ron?
What? Gemurim is difficult.
Well, Gemurim is problematic in court, but even more basic. Russian tzaddik
don't mean Russian
tzaddik. The difficulty is that Russian tzaddik don't mean what we'd expect Russian tzaddik to mean, right? Right? Just means in the din. That's definitely a dochak, you know? That's definitely a dochak. Lefi toisvis, so why doesn't Ron learn like toisvis? Because say where the din is about Olam Haba is a chiddush, right? Pashas, we're talking about Olam Haza. To say we're talking about Olam Haba is a chiddush. You get it, right? So those. So we've read both pshatim in Rabosai. We see how to read it. Everybody has the maftech now, and we've seen the difficulties and the mile of each pshat. But basic. Now Rabosai, on the one hand, watch this. I've had this a few years ago. It sounds like it comes out of a totally different world. What's Rosh Hashanah about? So lefi Tosfos, it's a din on Olam Haba. Lefi the Ron, it's a din on Olam Haza. Lo karv zelzeh kol alai. Like, so what am I doing on Rosh Hashanah? But when you think about it. Watch, as it often happens, as you go into things a little bit deeper, things balance out a little bit, because Lefit Tois is the din about Olam Haba, right? But the din about Olam Haba is relating to Olam Haza, like we said, from the Tos HaRosh. And how is that judgment made? That judgment is made according to the Olam Haba that someone's supposed to get, so therefore his Olam Haza is affected by his Olam Haba, right? And to us, the worst case scenario that he has a hard life in order to cleanse him for Olam Haba, and a better case scenario for us that he gets a good life so he can build more Olam Haba, right? So Lefitosis, there's definitely a Lefitosis. It's not just Olam Haba with no connection to this world. It's Olam Haba, as explained in the Tos HaRosh. It's Olam Haba that the judgment is on Olam Haba, but Lefi, our judgment in Olam Haba, our Olam Haza will be. Cool, you get it? Lefi our Olam Haba. Now Lefi the Ron also, watch this. It's a judgment about what? Olam Haza, but the cheshbonus of how to decide what your Olam Haza is where you are klapi Olam Haba, right? Because they're both using the same chazal, Mishalim son of Al Panav, right? Why is this person zoche in the din? Why is it tzaddik in the din? Because Hashem wants to give you no Olam Haba. Why are you rush in the din? Because Hashem wants to give you Olam Haba. You hear? So on the one hand, they're like very just ostensibly they're different worlds. One's talking about Olam Haba, one's talking about Olam Haza. But the Olam Haza of the Ran is determined by the Olam Haba that the person is roi to, and the Olam Haba of the Tosfos affects the Olam Haza the person gets. You got to say they're really much, much closer than it initially sounds like, that it's like two totally different worlds. Okay, quick questions? Yeah.
Arunza Amos HaGadolim was a big problem by the Ran there.
Why?
Because we're asking for Sefer Chaim.
Why are we asking for Sefer Chaim? Right. That's difficult. Right, those things have to be worked out. Definitely. What are we doing? Good. Now both sides. Okay.
Well, how do we still plug the Mishnah in with the all the exclusions of people that are judged and people that...
What?
It's a terminal damnation. It's good stuff now.
The Mishnah. The Mishnah does not plug in so much.
Why?
Because like the Mishnah says like, okay, that everyone is judged.
Well, no, we said already. The Mishnah is going to be talking about the Mishnah is going to be talking about Bain in them.
Sorry,
Mishnah, but I don't want to talk about the Mishnah. We're going to get there. We're both saying now. Both sides. Let's just look at Tosfos for a second. Okay, watch this. We have only 5 minutes, but let's focus. We get everything done. But let's be focused. We'll try this. We'll speak out the Gra and the other stuff, and hopefully we'll get it all done. Okay, so both sides, we say, watch this. We say, "Lashana tovik tekhasa tekhasim la'al telchaim tovim baruch." Okay, that is what we say. That is what everybody should say. Okay, halacha lemaisa guidelines. Gershom Elzer last night. That's what you say. Lashana Tova, you can work it out. Lashana Tova, Lashana Tova, Tekasev, Tekasem, La'al Telchaim, Tovim, Rukim. Okay? Now, Now Rabbah said the Ramah writes over here, so the Gra brings the Ramah says that Noagim Shikolechad Omer Lechaver Lashana Tova Teika Save, and the Magen Avraham says say Teika Save and Teicha Tem. Okay, Siva Ksima the Kain Nachon. Oh, one second. I meant to ask something before Bosai. Sorry. This will set everything up. L'chora, like this. We would assume that the two parts of the din happen simultaneously, according to Tosis, right? Judgment is, where are you in Olam Haba? Are you right to Olam Haba or not? What part do you have in Olam Haba? And now, the second part of that is, where's your Olam Hazeh? How does it fit? We would assume that happens simultaneously, you know, or whatever. Whatever simultaneous means by the Eibishter, but it doesn't take too long, right? Here, he judged, hey, you're right for Olam Haba. What's your Olam Haza look like? L'chor, they would happen at the same time. Okay? That's what we would have thought. So now, the Ramah says, you say, Tekasev. The Magen Avraham said, Tekasev, Tekasev. V'chein nachon, she'achziku l'tzadik, you should be machzik people that they're tzadikim, shenechtam la'alter l'chaim. Okay? The both said, listen well, got to be mekatzer a little bit. The Magen Avraham, l'chor, is learning, why do I say Tekasev, Tekasev? Because I want, and that's what we do, you're tzaddikim, right? So when I'm saying, L'shana tovei teikasev teichateim, I'm saying, hey, everybody here is tzaddikim, so it must be you had your chasima right away, because I'm asking you to tzaddik. The Magen Avraham L'chor is pashut holding like Taisvis, because he says, I'm machzik you as a tzaddik. What do you mean I'm machzik? It means I'm machzik you as a tzaddik b'din? Doesn't mean that. The Magen Avraham is definitely assuming like the Taisvis. I mean, machzik you like a tzaddik, Kipshuta like a tzaddik, and therefore I'm assuming you're getting your din, your ksiv and your chasima right away. That's pashut? Okay, now, both said the Gra is haflefel. Listen to all the things the Gra is miyashiv. One, he's gonna make Rav Chisvadoi and Tana de Rav Shmuel fit in a new way. Okay, that's one. Next thing he does is, why are we saying on Aseres Mechuba Kasvenu? Why do we say that? Weren't we written already? And next, why in Shemana Esrei, at the beginning, we talk about Chaim without Chaim Tovim? Zachreinu L'chaim, right? Zachreinu L'chaim. We don't say Chaim Tovim. At the end of Shmon Esrei, Tichasev Tichasev L'chaim Tovim, right? And we say, Sefer Chaim brought upon us of Chol upon us of Tovim. We go into whole Arichas, right? So why at the beginning of Shmon Esrei we're talking about Chaim and not Chaim Tovim? And afterwards we're talking about Chaim and Chaim Tovim. Okay, those are all the questions. So the Gra is like this. Listen well. The Gra says that, first he says we hold like Tosis. Okay, the Gra, Kedarko, is Machriyah ben Rishonim, and he says Tosis is the ripe shot. Now, watch this. What he does is, until now, how do we put Rav Chisvadoi and Tana Rabbi Shmuel together? We said, right, because Tana Rabbi Shmuel said what? Everybody, Adam is Nido Roshana V'Gzar Din Shel Nechtam Yom Kippurim, source 2. So we said that must be talking about Beinonim, right? Says the Gra, unbelievable. Says the Gra, no. You know what Tana Rabbi Shmuel is talking about? Everybody. Rav Chisvadoi is talking about Olam Haba. And tzaddikim are nechtam v'nechtam right away. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Rabosai is talking about the din of Olam Hazeh for everybody. Okay, now it splits. Taisvis, we said there are two parts to the din. Olam Haba, where are you in Olam Haba? Next, what kind of Olam Hazeh are you going to get? We assumed that would happen simultaneously. Right, that was our assumption. Says the guy, that doesn't happen simultaneously. Unbelievable. The din of Yom Kippur, the din of Rosh Hashanah, is your tzaddik, and you get your Olam Haba right away. But, what your Olam Haza is going to look like is determined for everybody over Aseres Mechuba. And that's what Tana Rabbi Shmuel is talking about. And Tana Rabbi Shmuel is talking about everybody. You hear it? How did Miyashiv Tana Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Chisvadoi? Right? Because Rav Chisvadoi said there are three types of people. And Tana Rishmol said everybody is Nechdam on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? So we said no, we have to learn Tana Rishmol something about Beinim. Says the Gra, no. Like Toisvis, Rav Chisvadoi, Tana Rishmol or both is talking about who? It's talking about everybody, but the second part of the din of what kind of Olam Hazeh you get is determined over the week of Aseres Mechuva. Okay, that's how Tana Rishmol and Rav Chisvadoi are answered. Now, therefore, he says, that's why we say Rabosai, Kasveinu L'chaim, because I know everybody's a little bit hard already, but that's why we say Kasveinu L'chaim, because we're saying the Ksiv of Olam Haza hasn't been determined yet, right? The Olam Haba has hopefully been determined, Big Ksiv Uva Chasim already in Rosh Hashanah. But what our Olam Haza, how our Olam Haza is going to fit with our Olam Haba, is still a question. So therefore, we say Kasveinu L'chaim over the whole time. And the Gaon says, since we're dealing with two Dinim, that's a two-part to Shimon Esrei. At the beginning of Shimon Esrei, we're talking about Olam Haba. So Olam Haba is spoken about as what? Chaim. Chaim. We only say Chaim, right? We just say Chaim. That's all. The end of Shimon Esrei is talking about Olam Haza, therefore we say Chaim Tovim. Okay, just for anybody who's still holding. Lefi the Goyim, he said you should only say Shana Tova Tekasev, not say Tekasev Tekasem, right? Because, listen to the word, Shana Tova Tekasev Tekasem, La'alta V'chaim Tovim Rukim, we're talking about what? Is that about Olam Haba or Olam Haza, or Nusuf? Olam Haza. And Lefi the Goyim, Olam Haza is only on Yom Kippur, so it doesn't make sense to say Tekasem about Olam Haza, because that's not happening. That's why he, and I think the Zilmerins, just say Shana Tova Tekasev. We who say Shana Tova Tekasev Tekasem, La'alta, right? Lechora, we're holding like Tosfos, they were all tzaddikim, and we're also holding that everything happens simultaneously. Okay? So I think Arminic and the Gaon, we're both holding like Tosfos. The din is about Olam Haba. The Gaon holds that the Olam Haza, fitting with Olam Haba, happens all during the Seres Meitshuva. And it seems to be that our Minig, is we hold it all happens simultaneously, therefore we say to you, you should be a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik for Olam Haba. Everything should be nifsak on you right now. Your Olam Haba and your Olam Haza, we hold like Tosis. We want the whole Olam Haza to be decided right now. Okay, then I'll be here at 2 o'clock to explain more to anybody who didn't get that. But you're both saying, I think until the last 4 minutes, everybody was clear. So don't get lost by the last 4 minutes. We should have started earlier.